bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our final conversation today is with Micah Bede, the CEO of SBS, fairly regular guest of ours. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, McIntosh. How are you doing?
Very well. Good.
I want to start off. I am so proud of you and your organisation, Deepwater, which dealt with the gay hate killings in Sydney in the last century and also sometimes in this century. What an outstanding piece of work, piece of television. I haven't cried as much as watching a television show in a very, very long time. Outstanding television, Mike. Your team has excelled here. I know not everyone, particularly the New South Wales Police Force, are probably not your biggest fans on this, but so proud you guys did it. Proud to know you and proud of everyone that was associated with that show. So there you go. I've had my spiel.
Thank you, Macca. Like, I really appreciate that. It was a really difficult project to do, obviously, and it's been one that's been in the planning and research for a long time. As you can imagine, doing not only a drama was a really important part of the whole process. And it was the first time that we've ever done four hours of drama complemented with a documentary and a whole online suite of things, including, of course, some of the, you know, gay hate killings that went on in Melbourne as well as Adelaide, which, you know, Adelaide had a nasty period as well. And, I think it's a really important reminder of history and one that we should never forget about how the GLBT community was treated for decades in this country. And I really think of it as a shameful part of our history that we should never forget.
In terms of, if I can ask, Mike, the New South Wales Police Force didn't come out of this very well. They will say, and these are my words, they'll say they've changed. The commissioner has, and the force has apologised. But it's such an indictment on the culture of an organisation that for decades people were being murdered and the police simply weren't interested. They looked the other way. Oh, it's all right, it's just a poofter, you know, it's not a problem.
That's right, yeah.
What discussions with the New South Wales Police, how have they responded to this series?
Yeah, look, I can't tell you how they've responded, you know, on a personal level, but what I can tell you is I think it's fair to say that the police force has changed enormously from, you know, that period. Back then, of course, there was no such thing as GLBT liaison officers in all the states that we have today, etc. But also, you've got to remember that there's numerous people within the police force now who are out and proud members of the community. And there were during the filming and research of this project, quite a few people in the force who helped us with some of the facts and details, and people in the force today who want to get to the bottom of what happened during some of those unsolved cases. And so, you know, we've had unprecedented support in many respects. But, you know, you've got to ask the question, did the police force at that time really behave any differently to how the general community thought and said, you know, things they said and behaved? Because, you know, they reflected the community's feelings in many ways. And, you know, there's a lot of people who would have said, oh, well, you know, a gay bashing is just, you know, you deserved it, you're gay, etc. And I think the police force was no different. They reflected the essence of what the community felt at the time. And, you know, fortunately, we've come a long way as a country and as a society.
So thank God community attitudes have actually moved on since then. And,
oh, absolutely.
And so have some of our first responder services as well.
Which, you know, we were talking earlier to the CEO of Ambulance Victoria about LGBTI folk, you know, working in the ambulance service and what they're doing, you know, to make them feel more welcome and included. One of the challenges with a program like this, Mike, is that it opens up a lot of really unpleasant memories for people. You know, who...
Yeah, I found it tough to watch.
Yeah. In terms of that, I mean, it's a two-edged sword, isn't it? It's a story that needs to be told, but the people, you know, that knew or were friends or partners of the people that were murdered, and, you know, for decades have not had closure. That's a really difficult issue, isn't it?
It is. And look, I think even though it was really difficult, and like you, Macca, you know, the doco particularly brought me to tears. I lived through that period, as you know, not wanting to give away my age, but, you know, it was a very tough period. But I think for a lot of people who were involved, who experienced it either personally or through friends that they knew that were bashed or indeed murdered, a lot of people have said to us, you know, thank you for not letting their memory just fade away. You know, thank you for telling their stories. You know, you'll know in the doco, you know, the brother of the American that died, who has basically spent, you know, I think close to 9 years and a lot of money with detectives trying to get to the bottom of it. I mean, you know, people like that needed to feel that their loved one's death did not go sort of, you know, wasted in vain, and that, you know, this is a reminder. And particularly what I think is incredibly timely with a program like this is a reminder as we talk about things like a plebiscite in this nation, and you have people who naively, in my view, say things like, well, we can have a respectful conversation in this country about the rights of GLBT people. You know, I don't believe for a nanosecond that we would have a respectful debate, and I never have. And I think this just reminds us that there are still a lot of people out there in the community that think that GLTP people aren't equal and are depraved and, you know, all the things that you saw happen in the 80s and 90s and indeed still happens today in some parts of the community and around the country. And so I think it's really important to remember that there are still a lot of bigoted people who are deeply homophobic who may not say it on the surface where, you know, 20 years ago, you know, people would have said it out loud and they were proud to say that they hated fags or whatever, where today it's probably a little bit more underground.
And interestingly Mike, a lot of the communities that you try to engage with through SBS, the multicultural communities of our society, you know, are actually rife with internalised homophobia amongst some of those communities. And I look at just my community, you know, the Greek community, and the campaign that's being raged through the church at the moment, the Greek Orthodox Church, which is opposed to equal marriage and opposed to safe schools and have become quite political, in fact, you know, are also attacking government who are supporting these initiatives. So, look, I think that we all have a tough job ahead of us. Like, you know, equality is not quite here yet. And I think that we need to continue to work. So congratulations on really a fantastic piece of television. I know that the whole of, certainly my whole network has been glued to TV over the last few weeks.
It's really great, and I'm so glad that, you know, it was well received by the broader community as well. You know, a lot of people watched it, and on demand, the numbers are doing really well. So, you know, it was a really important program for the network for this year, and as you know, we support diversity in all its forms, and of course the GLBT community is an important part of our nation's diversity, and we'll continue to promote and celebrate diversity in all its forms.
Now, Cass does want to say that, you know...
I love SBS demand.
He wants more. He wants more. Some more movies on... He says you should update it. You should look more often, Tess. It is updated.
I do. I look very regularly, and I think that the LGBTI page needs to be updated, Mike. There you go.
Okay. With more movies?
Well,
one of the things we do is that'll all be refreshed as we come towards the end of the year, particularly around January, February, March. We'll have a whole lot of new GLBT on-demand movies on there. Leading up to Mardi Gras, we usually put a whole lot of new stuff up every year to celebrate Mardi Gras and around that time, and of course midsummer. So between midsummer and Mardi Gras is a time where we often refresh all the GLBT stuff. So you don't have long to wait.
Great, and, look forward to that.
And of course, that's a lovely segue into Mardi Gras. That I'm probably not speaking out of turn. SBS and Joy will work together again on Mardi Gras, been a great success for both organisations, but without SBS's support and commitment to that, it wouldn't happen. So,
Mike, we're having great listener response here. We've had a fair bit of feedback from our listeners who are congratulating you on the great work that you're doing. Melina does, in fact, say, more Greek movies, please.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the Greeks aren't known for their big television production sector, and so we don't have a lot to buy or choose from. They don't have it's unlike the Indians, for example, that have got a huge Bollywood scene.
Yeah.
The Greeks don't make a lot of content, but we pick up what we can.
The Indians aren't doing too well in the LGBT space, though, are they? The Indians aren't doing that well in the LGBTI space, are they?
No, I think it's a tough period. I mean, some parts of India are actually going backwards in terms of gay rights, and that's a terrible thing. But unfortunately, we're seeing it around the world as well, that gay rights are regressing in some parts of the world. I mean, look at Russia as an example. We've got to always think of people overseas as well. We might be talking about marriage equality here, but some people overseas are talking about basic human rights inequalities.
Yeah.
In terms of decriminalising homosexuality, let alone they'd be dreaming of equal marriage.
And yeah.
So it's all relative, but we do have to think of our brothers and sisters overseas as well.
We do.
Mike, we've run out of time. Mm. Thank you very much again.
Yes.
And congratulations on the great work that
SBS
is doing.
Thank you. Like it.
Yeah, no, we love it, actually. Just keep on refreshing your SBS webpage.
I'll definitely take that on board. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mike Abeed, CEO and Managing Director of SBS.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.